This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new documentary about Nat King Cole, the first black man to host a variety show on television. First, though, what wouldn't you do to get rid of those spam emails offering incredibly low mortgage rates or incredibly enhanced sexual performance? Well, one Silicon Valley man started his own company, Blue Security, to fight the onslaught of spam. But 2 years later, score one for the spammers. Blue Security is going out of business today. Aaron Reshef is the founder of the company. And how did you initially go about trying to stop spam?
For every spam message one of our members received, he or she would simply send out an opt-out request back to the spammers, asking them to comply with our Do Not Spam registry. This is your right under the law.
So you asked very politely, please stop spamming. And did anyone comply?
About 6 weeks ago, when we had about 500,000 members in our registry, we actually got 6 out of the top 10 spammers in the world to actually comply with the registry and stop bothering our members.
So 6 out of 10, that's pretty good. So what about the other 4? What did you do about them?
One of the other 4, this one large Russian spammer, actually decided that if we interfere with his spam business, then there will be no internet.
Well, what happened?
Well, the first thing that happened is that our members, our community members, which again are U.S. citizens exercising their right under the law, started receiving blackmail letters telling them they have to stop using our software. The next thing that happened is that these spammers just shut down large portions of the internet, major websites. He shut down 2 million blogs just to get our service, you know, out of the internet. And what we came to a conclusion is that this is going to become a full-scale cyber warfare. And this is not something that we want to be responsible for. This is not something that our users sign up for. This is not something that a commercial entity can go ahead and authorize.
And I understand he was also threatening to send out viruses to your customers.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he basically started, you know, in preparation to send viruses to our customers and actually to go ahead and attack their machines specifically. This is, again, not something that I want to be responsible for. And, as you know, this really frustrates me. We feel that we are like, a pharmaceutical company finding a cheap solution to drug addiction and then getting attacked by the drug dealers.
Hmm. Well, do you feel a little bit like David versus Goliath, except in this case, David lost?
Yeah, Goliath just stepped over David and we all actually lost.
But I'm wondering, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering, what we can do to protect ourselves. If you, a company set up to get rid of these spam messages, can't fight this, what can we do? We're really Davids. I mean, we're teeny Davids.
Yeah, that's the reason why we're trying to get lots of tiny Davids to work together. But what spammers have proven is that they can take down the entire internet. Basically, every company is at risk that if it gets on the nerve of some criminal, that criminal can take them down.
Well, now what are you going to do?
We're not continuing in the anti-spam business, but we have lots of technological assets that can be used in different markets. But we are not going out of business.
But you're no longer going to fight spam.
Yes. What Blue was able to do is to prove that there is a working solution to spam, that can spam act, can be translated into something meaningful. You know, we have proven results. We have customers saying, you know, I used to get, you know, thousands of spam messages, and they just stopped getting any spam whatsoever. It's just not up to Blue Security with its limited resources and its, at the end of the day, small community to be able to wage this war. This is something that is left to entities which are larger, with more resources, and with more authority on this.
Aaron Reshef, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.